Tuesday morning, time for Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027, brought to you by the NSBC, assisting small businesses through coronavirus-related economic disruptions. Once again, Mike, we're obviously, the President and government have announced a number of measures to try to assist small businesses. Are they being assisted enough, do you think?
You know, it's an important question, Mike. You know, and right now, unfortunately, enough is just not enough. Mm. You know, if you look at the key areas around, like tax relief, access to funding, and there's a lot of confusion around funding and what is happening out there. It's just taking too long. The turnaround time is too long. The application process is confusing. And we do also do know, especially now with the continuation of lockdown, which we all expected, it's certainly a lot more funding is going to be needed. And, you know, Mike, we've got to keep the workforce employed and we've got to keep these job creators in place. So, you know, with respect to the government, you know, they make good announcements from the beginning. And of course, they're in this together. You know, this is a new territory for all of us.
Yeah.
But I think, forget about that, we've got to look for where we're now and where we're going. And we've just got to elevate things dramatically at the same time. We need to communicate effectively. We need to take away confusion. And we've got to put those checks and balances in place of exactly what a small business needs to do to get what and quickly.
Okay. So one of the principal pieces of feedback you are getting from business who are making application for the funding is that it's just not happening quickly enough. It's almost as though government has to put a huge effort into making the turnaround time between the time your application is received by government and the response needs to be narrowed a lot.
Absolutely, Mike. And I think if we can, you know, there's a lot of criticism going around for everybody, but I think it's not the time to criticize. Mm. I think we've got to come together. You know, I'm communicating right now with the Ministry of Small Business Development to have an action plan to answer the needs of all the queries that we are getting. And that really is coming down to the biggest query, Mike, is confusion in what they need to do. You know, all funding applications are linked to SARS compliance. And if you don't have a tax number, it's going to be rejected. If you slightly out on your payments, you're going to get rejected. Mm. But we need, and you know what's amazing, Mark, is that there's very little poor intention at small business level. You know, we have to remember that small businesses are relying on getting paid by big business in many cases.
Yes.
And if a small business is not getting paid, which is a big initiative for us right now, to get big business to pay on time and pay right now before the end of this month, then of course money will flow and compliance will be in order.
Okay. But you will help any small businesses that are asking for at least for guidance or how to complete the applications. And they can get hold of you through COVID-19. This is an email address. It's COVID-19@nsbc.africa. Now, tomorrow you have your webinar and you're the star.
Well, you know, unfortunately, Mike, I am this time. And, you know, I'm passionate about this topic. I speak about it all over the world. And really, in this time of status we're all in, it's about keeping that internal fire burning. You know, it's a state of complete knowing that you will succeed no matter what. You know, Mike, when you have persistence and passion and perseverance, you will succeed. And, of course, Leanne Rhodes, of course, a leading platform speaker and strategist, will be doing a deep interactive interview over my life. I've been there, Mike. I've failed a few times in my early stages. I've lost everything I had, and I had the opportunity to come back. So I want to convey that deep info and, of course, what we need to do right now if we're going through adversity.
Okay. How do people access that webinar tomorrow?
Mike, yeah, www.thebizshowwithaz.africa. Of course, it's free, and the registration process is there. We look forward to, of course, hosting your listeners.
And it's at 11:30, am I right?
100%, Mike.
Okay. The webinar address, once again, www.thebizshow.africa. And Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027 was brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.